Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Howie Hawkins, who is the former presidential candidate for the 2020 elections for the Green Party, as well as the candidate for governor of New York for 2010, 2014, and 2018. Welcome, Mr. Hawkins. Good to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Our pleasure. So we know what's happening in the world. We know about climate change. There is no plan B. We know about the recent COP26, which happened in Glasgow. And your party is the Green Party. So how is the Green Party playing a role in climate change?
Well, we're the party that brought you the Green New Deal. I was the first candidate in this country to campaign on it when I ran for governor in 2010. We called for a Green New Deal for New York. It was picked up by our presidential candidate, Jill Stein, in 2012 and 2016. I continued to run on it as the Green Party candidate for governor, 2014 and 2018. And then finally, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took it to Congress. The problem is they took our program and watered it down. They took away the ban on fracking and new fossil fuel infrastructure, the phase out of nuclear power, the deep cuts to military spending to help pay for a Green New Deal, and they extended the deadline we were talking about for zero emissions from 2030 to 2050. And that was a non-binding resolution that she put in with Senator Markey of Massachusetts. It's never been voted on. So the Democratic Party kind of grabbed the slogan, threw it around for a while, and then ran away from it. Biden ran away from it. It's not being talked about the rest of this year when they talk about Build Back Better. And the content of their climate programs are nothing near what we were talking about. So we're still, I think, relevant to the whole discussion because what came out of COP26 in Glasgow is totally inadequate. The various countries' pledges on to cut carbon emissions are not enough to keep us below dangerous thresholds like global warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius. They made pledges, as they have in the past, about stopping deforestation. But you look at the details, and basically, they're cutting down virgin rainforest and replacing it with palm oil plantations, which don't store as much carbon. Mm-hmm. The Amazon now, instead of sucking carbon out of the atmosphere, is actually releasing it. So we're in a huge crisis. And so, you know, I think the Green Party is relevant because we have, I think, real solutions to these problems. We call it now an eco-socialist Green New Deal because we got to have public ownership of our utilities, big oil, the transportation sector, and key manufacturing sectors so we can actually plan out how to make this rapid transition over the next decade to reduce carbon emissions. It's not going to be done with what we're getting proposed from, you know, Biden's Build Back Better. Most of that is tax breaks and guaranteed loans and grants to big business, same big businesses that got us into this mess. The biggest investors in solar right now are the oil companies. It's all carrots, and there's no penalty if they don't cut carbon emissions like the utilities. The original proposal was you get penalized if you don't cut 4% a year. Now you get a reward if you do the 4% a year, but no penalty. So for a lot of these companies, they're going to keep using their legacy plants, coal, natural gas, and not rebuild their grids so they can accommodate the distributed nature of renewables. We need a digital smart grid. It's like the internet where there's interaction. What we got now is centralized power plants and the electricity goes out. That won't be able to handle wind and solar. So there's a lot needs to be done, and we're not getting it from the Democrats, certainly not the Republicans.
Certainly. So going back, what exactly was in your original Green New Deal? For those persons who don't know, they don't understand, explain what exactly the Green New Deal is about.
Well, it's a plan to get to zero greenhouse gas emissions in a decade and do so through the public sector. publicly owned utilities, energy companies, and the transportation sector, meaning light rail like you have here in New York, but also intercity rail. We need to put more people on rails instead of having everybody drive around in their own personal car, electrifying all that transportation, including the personal vehicles. That was one part. The other part was an economic bill of rights. The right to a living wage job, an income above poverty, affordable housing, quality health care, lifelong public education, and a secure retirement. So the corporate line that it's jobs versus the environment, we'd undermine that with the economic bill of rights. And in fact, this massive investment in a new energy system is going to create, actually, we'll have a labor shortage because there'll be so many jobs created. And so that's basically what we've been talking about for the last decade. And the Democrats have sort of picked up the gist of it. You know, you invest in renewables and clean energy and you get some jobs, but they haven't put it together in a realistic plan. They're basically throwing money at the corporations and hoping those incentives will get us there. But we need more coordination than what they're talking about. For example, if the Economic Bill of Rights says you have the right to affordable housing, that means the public housing needs to be expanded, and you want to have more efficient urban areas, compact development, which means you want your transportation system to integrate with the new housing. And you can't do that if it's, you know, separate businesses in different parts of the markets doing their own thing. You got to have that coordinated. So that's why we say that most of this has to be done through the public sector.
So, Mr. Hawkins, there's a silly saying, hell have no fury like a woman scorned. And we've seen that Mother Earth is scorned. She's furious. We've seen, you know, disasters, fires, tsunamis. We've seen, you know, the pandemic, which is in the air. What is your words of wisdom to our listeners regarding doing their part to affect climate change?
I say you got to speak up and get involved in organizations that are fighting this. When you said the woman scorned, I was thinking of young Greta Thunberg, who, you know, she tells the elites what they need to hear, even if they're not listening. You know, build back better, she says, build back blah, blah, blah. That's what it really is. And the youth have actually in this program that's being put forward by the administration, they were calling for a civilian climate corps. And Biden's original proposal was $10 billion. The Sunrise Movement, these young folks have been out there demonstrating, hunger striking. They were the ones that sat in Pelosi's office and brought the Green New Deal to Congress. They got that raise from $10 billion to $30 billion while everything else was being cut. That tells you, you raise your voice, make yourself heard, be the squeaky wheel, and you can make progress. So people, you know, they call this the last chance COP, you know, Conference of the Parties, this global climate summit. And I didn't like that because it was clear they weren't going to come through with the solutions this time. We got to keep fighting. And the way to fight is raise your voice and do it in an organized way through an organization.
All right. So thank you so much, Mr. Hawkins, for being here with us and sharing this information.
Thank you.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.